New Testament reading this morning is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 through 20. Listen for the word of the Lord. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. But be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord. Let's pray. God, we give you thanks for your word and for the time that you've given us. Please guide us in our hearing and in our doing. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. So, a number of years ago, 2014, I made a list of my 23 least favorite Bible verses. I made this list kind of inspired by a church lady at our church in Colorado Springs who, upon hearing the verse in 2 Timothy that says, I do not suffer a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man. And she found out from some book that, during a Bible study, mind you, at the church, that Paul probably didn't write that. She crossed her arms and said, good, I never did like that verse. So until this past week, this verse, Ephesians 5:16, making the most of your time because the days of your evil, was number 4 on my list of verses that I just really didn't like. Probably has something to do with, I felt like I was always under pressure as a kid to be frenetic. You can't sit down if you're making the most of your time. You have to always be busy doing something. Churning, moving, always do something, always in motion. I don't know if you've been on the internet, but hustling is a thing. We're just always supposed to be hustling. That's sort of a frenetic activity all the time. In my case, how I was supposed to make the most of my time as a kid was do these things that my dad thought I should be doing, read your Bible more, read biographies of Christians, maybe whatever, I don't care. But let's take a closer look at this. Let's look at the Greek. I drew some lines in here. Making the most of your time, making the most of is, and I'm going to have to look back here. Ex agora zomene, something like that. It means to buy out or to redeem, ton kairon, because the days are evil. We're going to look at first, quickly, ex agorazomenoi, to buy out of or redeem. We're going to look at that real quick here. It comes from your word, the root is that word agora, the marketplace, the agora. So agorazo is I buy. It's a little bit like English. Remember my first job at Subway, my supervisor always used to put the bread in the pan, and she called it, she's going to pan the bread. We're going to pan that bread. In English, we just make verbs out of nouns and vice versa. The agorazo, I'm going to maul now. I'm going to buy stuff to agorazo. Ex agorazo, ex is out of. I'm going to buy out of. You with me? Okay, so that's the making the most of redeeming. Ex agorazo manai. The chiron. It means time, sort of, but not really. It's not time in the way that we traditionally think of time. You're thinking of chronos. You're thinking of chronos time. And I realize when I say chronos time, that's like queso cheese. Queso in Spanish means cheese, so you're just saying cheese. So please,
make me donate to charity if I say Kairos time. But it's time. So chronos is chronological order, days, weeks, months, years, hours, minutes. That's chronos, the chronos word for time in Greek. But this is, so if you're making the most of your chronos, you are squeezing everything that you can, every possible minute of your time. But that is not what the author of Ephesians has in mind. He's talking about Kairos. Kairos is something else. Among other things, Kairos, did you know, was a Greek god, one of the lesser Greek gods. Maybe also Kairos, C-A-E-R-U-S. And I just found out about him this past week. Delightful character. Has hair on the front of his head and bald in the back. Runs around naked, naked and oily. So if Kairos is coming towards you, you can grab him by the hair on the front of his head. But if he passes you, you are not going to get him again. Oh, yeah, I know. I was so excited. I was like, oh, that's what this is about. Kairos is the mischief god of opportunities and chances. And that's that's related to what the author of Ephesians is talking about here when he says, make the most of your Kairos. Your other translations say, take advantage of every opportunity. It's not just be frenetically churning, but when you see that opportunity, you grab it. So it's not just that constant frenetic activity. It's about seeing a chance to do good and not missing it. It's about seeing the love of God and not letting that moment go by. This past week, I was out in Lake Michigan, and I was like, this is a Kairos moment. I'm going to not miss experiencing the love of God right here. Or Bartimaeus, the blind man who sees, who wants to see, and he hears that Jesus is coming by. He's like, this is my opportunity. I'm going to grab the hair on the front of that head before it gets away. He's probably not thinking in those terms because he's not Greek 500 years earlier, but that's that term. He's like, I'm going to grab this. And he says, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Or Solomon, in the passage Vicky read, God gives him this opportunity. What do you want? And Solomon says, I could go for wisdom. And you see God giving Solomon that, and God seizing that opportunity on Solomon's like, you want wisdom to rule these people well? I'm going to give you that because this is a chance. It's also God seeing an opportunity to love us. Romans 5:6, while we were still weak, at the right time, at the Kairos, Christ died for the ungodly. The right time. And you see this in, you know, the book The Lord of the Rings or the movies. There is a really famous scene, and I should note, Tolkien, J.R.R. Tolkien, was a Catholic Christian, and so you have to know he's probably got this in his mind. He was also really good with languages. He just made them up for fun. So you have to think that he knows about this. He was also obsessed with mythology. Look at this. Nope, that's not right. The scene where Frodo says, I wish that this, all of the troubles that are happening that are leading Frodo to need to take the Ring of Power to Mount Doom. Frodo says, I wish it need not have happened in my time. Chronos. So do I, said Gandalf, and so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All that we have to decide is what to do with the time, the Kairos, perhaps, that is given to us. And that's our calling, to look for the moment that we might be in. Like, maybe you've heard the Me Too movement is having a moment. That's a kairos, kind of. Or the Black Lives Matter movement is having a kairos, things like that. Or we're in the middle of a pandemic. There is a kairos here happening, and there's an opportunity amid the horrific difficulty and the loss of lives, but there's also opportunity. You with me? There is opportunity. So if you happen to be out there and you see a naked, oily guy who's bald in the back and has hair in the front, grab that hair before he gets away. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the moments that you give to us, the moments that you set before us. We ask that you'll give us the wisdom and understanding in these times that have bits and pieces of good and evil in them, that you will give us the wisdom to know when to seize those opportunities, not just churn around and try to always be in motion, but to be on the lookout for the opportunities you set before us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.